We're back. We're live. We're with Michael Broderick, and you've seen him around. I'm sure he's been on like a million different TV shows. Seems like every time I'm going around, I'm like, is that? Yeah, that's him. True Detective, one of my favorites. Yeah. You've been around. And I think we have had a mutual acquaintance, Jennifer Marshall, the same way. It's just like, hey,
sure.
Jennifer Marshall.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Yeah, well, Michael, you are. Yes, just as you are. And you are also a former, current Marine. I never know what to say. Is it like former Marine, a Marine?
I used to say former Marine to separate myself from the men and women who are currently serving. But a commandant or two back, I can't remember which one it was, he said that's no longer appropriate. So now, you know, I say I'm a veteran of the Marine Corps.
There you go.
Or a Marine veteran, you know, whatever.
So True Detective, loved it. I put the clip out yesterday. There's something about this season. It was like the first season and this season best. Yeah, I really enjoyed this season though. It was a lot different than I expected. A lot.
Yeah, it was real good, man. I mean, Nick Pizzolatto, just, you know, writer creator, he does really phenomenal stuff. And I think this season really, really kind of came back around. You know, I think some people are a little too hard on season two. I think it had its strong points, but you know, whatever. To each his own.
Don't throw any shade.
No, of course not, man. It's a talented group of folks.
Really good cast in the second season too. I mean,
yes, I love it. Really excellent cast, and this year was really phenomenal as well. And I was just glad to be a part of it, man. You know.
Yeah. I had zero expectations for this season, but it really definitely, check it out, everybody. Season three. Very cool. And I'm excited.
I will say this about it. It's one of these series where you can't be like half on your phone and half watching the thing. No. You gotta be paying attention because this is pretty in depth and it really goes deep. You know, that's one of the things I like about it. It's put your ass on the couch and pay attention for, you know, an hour every episode, which is nice.
Yeah, you absolutely. I'm going to say that because if you miss one little thing, you're going to be
like, wait, how did that happen?
You don't want to miss anything. You know?
Yeah, you can trace it all back, though, you know, when it comes to the end.
Oh, I know. At the end, you're like, holy, that really does mix in there.
Yeah.
So, that's, you cool. know, I've had you on my podcast way, way back in episode 8.
Yeah,
and I think that's when I was first starting to, like, you know, I used to treat everything like an interview and interrogation, like getting the law enforcement part of me.
Sure.
And I used to just be like, well, Michael, tell me about your time in the Marines, and you grew up in New Jersey, and why did you grow up in New Jersey, and where did you go? But just to give a quick backstory, and you grew up in New Jersey, Rothstein, Marines, and how has your service really affected your life? I mean, it's kind of like, blah, 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 I'm a veteran, but it really has changed your life.
Yeah, I always pretty much give the same answer because this is what it is. It's the fact that I served during the Cold War, you know, 86 to 90. Mm-hmm. And so for me, my biggest accomplishment was at the time was getting through boot camp. And I was 17 years old and maybe 130 pounds soaking wet. And so once I became a Marine and earned that title, I mean, pretty much my life ever since has been like, you can't tell me I can't do something.
Yeah, so, I love when you post the pictures of you when you first got in the Marines, and I'm like, that's like a little kid.
I know. Like, does your mama know you're a Marine? Everyone used to say.
And then you became a rocker, and I see you're still jamming out. You're still supporting a lot of veteran charities, and that's one thing we were chatting about right before you went on, is you are supporting veteran charities, which is perfect for this weekend. A shout out to.
Well, you know, anytime I can give back, especially to you know, the folks who did all the heavy lifting over the past, you know, gosh, almost 20 years now. You know, I want to do that. You know, like I always say, I served in a support role when I was in the Corps, and I try to continue to do that now. So, you know, the other night I played at the VME, which is Veterans of Media and Entertainment Music Night. You know, we used to do it somewhat regularly. It was an event I started just to kind of bring in the musical element from the folks that are in the film and television industry. And it was, you know, it had its ups and downs. We had some great shows, some not so great turnouts, you know. We could just never get a rhythm with it. So we kind of let it, you know, let it hibernate for a bit, and we brought it back. Everybody really missed it. So we brought it back for one night and played last week, and it's a great time.
It looks like it, man. And then you have the Gallant Few and the Raider Project, Gary Sinise. I like that you're well-rounded, that you're actually, you know, a lot of people just focus on one, but you're kind of like the just really putting, giving back to this, the society, the veteran community.
Well, you know, I try to, like, there are a lot of worthy, veteran support organizations. You know, there's only so many hours in a day and you know, so much money in the wallet. So, I've been supporting Gallant Few for several years now. As a matter of fact, I sat on the board of directors at one point. And that's, you know, these are all volunteers, you know. I think they have a small paid staff now, but it's always been, you know, the money goes to the mission of mm-hmm. serving veterans. And Raider Project falls under the Gallant Few umbrella. And Gary Sinise just does tremendous work. Yes, so
absolutely.
And he always steps up for the other organizations that I'm involved in. He helped us raise $15,000 for VME last year. You know, he just called me up. He's like, hey, you know, what's that veterans organization in Hollywood you're with? I said, VMA. He said, let's raise some money for them. And I was like, all right. So yeah, next thing amazing. You know, he helped us raise $15,000. He's just a great guy. And what he does, not just for other orgs, but for Gary Sinise Foundation, is pretty incredible.
I'm just outstanding. Like, not outstanding, but I don't even know what the right word is to say about Gary Sinise, because every time I look around, he's jamming, he's rocking, and yep. he's doing it for charity. He's helping vets. Like, it seems like that's like his real job. The next time you see him, and he's in a, like, really good movies. I mean,
yeah, I mean, since he finished CSI New York, and then what was it? It was Beyond Borders, Criminal yeah. Minds Beyond Borders. Mm-hmm. He's given almost all his time to Gary Sinise Foundation, you know, and that's where his passion is. And I just respect the hell out of him for it.
Yeah. I'm honored. If I could ever have him on the show and just thank him a million times and promote anything I could do. I mean, my minimal audience, but man, just incredible.
Yeah. He's a great guy, man. But with Gallant Few, I did want to bring up that every February they do the Run Ranger Run campaign. Oh, yeah. Some folks might've heard of that. And that's their one annual major fundraiser they do. And they get most of their, they get most of their operating budget from that every year. So it's very important to the organization.
Yeah.
And the past 2 years I've headed up a team. People can compete. What Run Ranger Run is, let's explain that. It's teams of up to 10 individuals can run or bike or hike or ruck or swim. Mm-hmm. They got to do 565 miles in 28 days. Okay. And so, you know, we get teams of 10 together. You're responsible for 56 miles. You know, some guys do more, some people do less, whatever. I always do I do around 60, you know. I hate to run. So
I'm like 60. I'm like, that's right. I'll bike 60 over a month. I think I can handle that one.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you're putting in that sweat equity, you know, yes. and you're putting out for the organization, and you want people to back you. And that's the thing. You get people that will say, okay, mm-hmm. I'll donate, you know, $100 or whatever, $10 or, you know, I've had Sean Jensen who from Public Eye Services, who wrote the book, Sergeant to CEO, which I did the voice for, I narrated the audiobook. He donated like $1,500 last year. And I have a team called Vets Seen on TV, and it's all veterans that you see, you know, that are actors. You know, you saw Jennifer Marshall on there last yeah. couple of years, Dave Meadows, Vinny Rocco Vargas was on our team last year, Dave Meadows, a whole bunch of good folks. So we go out as a team, we run the miles, and we raise some money for Gallant Few in February.
That's very cool. When can we start donating to that?
Well, let's see. I think they open up donations in January.
Okay.
But the kickoff is February 1st. So it's February 1st to February 28th. And we actually have a Facebook page for that. It's Vets Seen on TV. And we're on Instagram and whatever. But check that out. I haven't been posting, you know, because I really only post around when the event happens, you know. Oh, but really so cool. you'll see posts from last year on there, from last February, I should say.
Okay, we'll wait till January to look for any posts, but yeah, we'll share exactly. that. We'll share.
Hey, go follow it now. Go follow.
Follow it now. Then when it pops open, you'll be like, okay, yeah, exactly. That's what they were talking about. And don't unfollow in the meantime because you're like, why am I following this page?
That's right.
But we have Gallant Few, VME Raider Project, and Gary Sinise Foundation. And everybody, sorry about the misspelling on the Gary Sinise Foundation. I'm a one man show.
I'm sure they'll find it.
There's no, it's just an uppercase O that doesn't mean anything.
Well, at least you spelled Sinise correctly.
Yes, you know, I did get that one down. I'm over here like typing while we're talking. This is very professional vet chat. Hop yeah, on man, anytime, yeah. You know, you can chat with Michael and I. Brother, I really appreciate you coming on. Anything I could ever do for you in the community, feel free to reach out to me. And thank you again for your service. And thanks for doing what you're doing for supporting like 4 charities is incredible. And they're really good ones too. You know, this is just, I really appreciate you coming on and spending your time with me.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate you, man. And thanks for your support.
Thanks, brother. Anytime.
Happy Veterans Day to all my brothers and sisters out there.
Thanks, man.
All right.
There we go.